It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
We went over there and lost a close one at the end of the game on the last player shot, I believe. So hopefully we can get back on top this tonight going up against the Patriots.
Yeah, and you were actually on that staff last year and had a chance to experience that. So, and I was in the stands a little bit watching that. So hopefully we have a different outcome here tonight. If you could maybe recap that game for us a little bit.
Yeah, it was your typical Fort Recovery Jay County game. Nip and tuck the whole time. Like I said, come down to whoever basically had the last possession was probably going to have a good chance to win it. And unfortunately for us, they had the last the ball in their hands at the end and got one up and snuck a win out. So hopefully, like I said earlier, we can reverse that this year.
Okay, and we will be back here after we take a short little break here with the Wayne Street Market pregame show.
Hi, this is Jill Evers from Wayne Street Market. The holiday party season is here, so let us help you with your party planning. Call us for our famous chicken. We can make you any amount, large or small. Just call us ahead of time at 419-375-2865 and let us know what you need. We'll have it ready to go for you. Just give us a few days' notice for larger orders. Don't forget about our popular veggie trays, fruit trays, and our new sandwich trays. And, of course, our three different sizes of meat and cheese trays. Call a few days ahead to place your order. And while you're here picking up your order, be sure to grab a couple of our delicious cheese balls and the rest of your party needs. Crackers, snacks, chips, drinks, mixes, ice cream, we have it all. Let Wayne Street Market take the work out of your party planning. Just give us a call at 419-375-2865 and see what we can do to make your party plans easier. Wayne Street Market, your holiday party headquarters.
This Christmas, why not give a gift that's unique? So how about this? Kids love the big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys and pedal tractors from Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, and string trimmers. Surprise them with something unique. Hall Brothers, your KFIH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Back here at the Fort site here, ready to go. In our JV game earlier on, Fort Recovery won 41 for the Indians to 26. Fort Recovery was led by Owen Judy with 21. Kobe Wendell had 11. With chipping in with 2 points was Riley Heiser. Dylan Evers added 3. Caleb Evers added 2. And Kel Rammel added 2 as well, playing in just one quarter for the Indians there to round out to 41. And Jay County was led by Gavin Myers with 7 points. And Cody Henheiser added 6 for the Patriots for their 26. So coming into tonight, Bob, what do you expect tonight's contest will be like?
To be honest with you, I'm going to expect a hard-fought battle with probably, I'm thinking it's going to be a little bit low scoring tonight. Just being a Saturday night game, both teams are going to get after it defensively, we know that. So, yeah, I'm kind of expecting a low scoring game, and much like last year and all the years in the past, it's going to come down to the who's got the ball at the end of the game. So.
And for those fans who are turning in here, maybe thinking, you know, what's going on with the JV varsity game, you know, tonight, obviously the Ohio State Buckeyes are playing in the Big Ten Championship game against Wisconsin at 8 o'clock. And so we had got an early start time with the JV at 5 o'clock. So hopefully we'll be taking the tip-off here around 6:30 and be going on at that point so we can get in and out of here and hopefully get home and watch the Buckeyes win there. Right, Bob?
Yeah, I'd be all right. I wouldn't mind going home and watching that game. I ain't got nothing else to do.
So, all right. we are getting ready here for the national anthem, so we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back shortly after.
Hi, this is Jill Evers from Wayne Street Market. If you've had enough turkey for a while, we have some great butcher specials for you now through December 12th. We have ribeye steaks for only $5.99 a pound, and our New York strips are $4.99 a pound. We also have our boneless pork chops for $3.49 a pound, and our chicken leg quarters are just 79 cents a pound for a 10-pound bag. For a delicious new side dish, try the new microwave-ready little potatoes. They're tiny, bite-sized whole potatoes, ready in 5 minutes. In the one-pound pack, we have savory herbs or garlic parsley for $3.79. And to get you in the Christmas spirit, we have some beautiful poinsettias. Our small ones are $5.69, and the large ones are $8.39. Stop in and check out these great specials, as well as many other special prices on your favorite items throughout the store. Wayne Street Market, where you can always count on great prices and great selection.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Here tonight at Foresight. Again, we have the cross-state rivals, Jay County Patriots, coming in here. And if you came in right here at the end, you had a chance to hear Joe Kanapke filling in for Harold Feely, who is on vacation down in Tennessee. So we miss you, Harold, voice of the Indians. We got Joe filling in. So, Bob, you want to give us the starting line for the Jay County Patriots?
Yeah, for the Patriots, we got starting at guard, 6'1", senior, Braden Sprunger. He's getting about 14 a game. Number 5, Noah Arbuckle, 6'3", guard, senior. Number 15, Ethan Dirksen, a 6-foot guard. That's a sophomore, getting about 10 a game. Gavin Mollenkamp, number 20, is a 6-foot guard, sophomore. And number 22, Gavin Lambert, is a 6'4", senior. Pretty well-rounded. They got three guys in double digits. So here we go. Brian, you got the starters for the fourth for us.
Yeah, and actually Jay County lost last night to Woodland, which was a conference game for them in the ACAC. And so right now they're coming in at 2-1 with victories over Hagerstown and Richmond, which I know that Richmond game was a big game for them because they haven't beat Richmond in a while. So they're coming in, you know, hopefully probably a little hungry, kind of like what we are after coming off our loss last night to Vercells. And for our Indians, we come in at 1-1, and it's going to be the same starters we had last night. For us, we have 6'3" senior Grant Kanapke, who's a senior, and then we have Regan Martin, number 2, who's a 6'1" junior. Also in the backcourt is Derek Judy, number 3, a junior, who stands in at 6'2". And then inside for us, we have our seniors at junior, 6'4", Clay Schmidt, and then also a junior, number 41 at 6'5", Brian Ben. So as we go through the starting lineups here, and Brian Ben is running out through the tunnel. It's a new thing. If you haven't been here to the Foresight with first-year coach Jim Milton, lights go out. We got the purple smoke and fog. Kind of feel like I'm at maybe an AC/DC concert or a little WWE wrestling here, Bob. Not really sure.
I'll tell you what, Brian, it's going to be hard to shoot in that first quarter because their people's got to get dilated, man. That's going to hurt the old field goal percentage.
I'm pretty sure you probably never had to worry about worrying about your pupils dilating there, Bob, and shooting, did you?
There were some shots that I shot with my eyes closed.
as we get right here, tip off, and we have a Fort Laramie officiating crew here tonight, and so we'll get right here for the tip. We have Noah Arbuckle for the Patriots that's standing at 6'4", ready to jump against Clay Schmidt for the Indians, also staying in here at 6'4". So we actually got to get that little purple fog down there on the baseline area kind of cleaned up here a little bit. That's kind of hard to see here.
We got a haze. We got a haze in the building.
Purple haze. All right, we are getting ready for the 10 cupboard tip-off here. Dan Holland throws the ball up, and the Indians get the tip. Controlled by Derek Jeudy starting here up top. Looks like we're going to start off here with the set. Derek over to Regan Martin. Swing it to the left to Grant Kanapke coming off the screen. Drive in loose. Indians turnover, first turnover here of the game. Possession controlled by Brandon Sprunger.
Yeah, we got a little bit of good movement there offensively, and Grant got into the paint, like we call the old rat zone, and just kind of lost the ball with the dribble there, and Jay County took over.
Quickly down in transition, and Indians pick up a quick foul here by Derek Jeudy, which is not a great start because he was in foul trouble last night. That's something Derek's got to be concerned with here. Coach Craig calls a set here. Looks like the Indians might be in a little zone. 1-2-2 maybe? Box and one, maybe.
I'm thinking a little box and one, Brian, the way it looks there, the way Grant's matched up on Gavin Mullenkamp.
So, jump ball call here underneath. Tie up here by Brian Benn inside. So, Patriots take it out underneath their basket. Triggers it in over here to Sprunger. Up top to Dirksen. And that name sounds familiar. That would be the traditional Dirksen tradition over there at Jay County, and also the Benn family as well, which they'll be playing with cousins here against Brian Benn. Drive baseline by Arbuckle. Kick out for three by Gavin Mullenkamp, and we have an offensive foul on number 15.
Looks like Mr. Dirksen went over the back of Brian Benn there, crashed the weak side board, and Brian had position, so we're going the other way.
And Brian gives him a little chest bump and a smile on the way down as well, so I'm sure that's fun for those guys. Quickly down the floor here, Derek Jeudy kicks it off to Regan Martin, swings it across the floor right now. Nice ball movement back and forth, making all five guys have to play defense. Great drive by Derek Jeudy in. Leaves it short. Brian Benn with the cleanup. Offensive rebound putback. So Indians take the first 2-0 lead right here. It's 6:37 on the first quarter.
Four recovery still in that box and one the way it looks. We've got Regan chasing Sprunger now.
He was able to get it, though. A quick three, wildly missed. Clay Schmitz with the rebound. Outlet to Derek Jeudy. One-handed pass down to Grant Kanapke, streaking down the floor. Back up top, Derek Jeudy decides to set it. Runs a set play here. We got ball moved over here to Grant coming off of a screen by Brian Benn. Decides not to throw it inside. And back up to Clay Schmitz. Great ball reversal over to Regan Martin. Back up top to Grant. Swings it to Derek. Brian Benn steps out. Takes about a three, but turns it down. Kick it over to Regan. Back inside to Clay. Nice jump stop. Clay gets a block by Arbuckle. Dirksen picks up a rebound, heading the other way. Down the floor. Swings it over to Gavin Mullenkamp. Over to Arbuckle. Inside to Gavin Lambert. Arbuckle up, misses it. Offensive rebound. Still by Derek Jeudy. Right now, 2-on-1. Derek Jeudy decides to take it in himself and finishes.
Great finish there by Derek Jeudy. Got bumped on the way up and was strong enough to finish that layup.
Yep, finishing through contact. That's what you expect a junior to be able to do. And a quick timeout here by Jay County with a 4-0 lead in the first quarter at 5:22 on the clock. 30-second timeout. We'll take a quick break here with our first quarter sponsor, Fowler Mechanical.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back, and Sprunger triggers the ball in over here to Gavin Mullenkamp. Indians still in the We're going a little 2-3 zone now, Brian, the way it looks.
Yep, little Jimmy Boeheim 2-3 defense here. Back it up. Patriots want to call a set play here. Swing it over to the left. Springer outside to Arbuckle. Back up top to Gavin Mullenkamp. Kick the ball inside. Back out to Dirksen. Drive by Dirksen. Kick to Springer. Wide open three. Short on it. Regan Martin with the rebound. Looks to push in transition. Deflected away, but Grant's able to pick it up. Inside to Brian Benn. Nice strong power move for Brian Benn inside. Looks like we have checking on an injured player here with Regan Martin. He tells the official that he's okay.
Yeah, we're gonna have to keep pounding it into Brian. I'm not sure they've got a guy that's gonna match up with that size. And if we can get it into him, the big guy's gonna have to finish for us tonight.
Yeah, right now the Indians take a 6-0 lead with 4:40 to go in the first. And I agree with you, Bob, 100%. I don't think they have a guy to match Brian inside. So Indians still in the 2-3 zone. Patriots are working around the perimeter. Swinging from right to left. Arbuckle has the ball inside. Tries to drive and explore what he can come up with. Missed shot. Deflected. Clay had it. Lost it. Arbuckle has it. Wide open three for Springer. Hits the rim and off. And it looks like it's going to be a foul on the Patriots. And we'll see who they come up with. All right, number 20, Gavin Mullenkamp gets it. Over the back call, crashing the glass. And Gavin Toby went up to get it. Had control, and not too many people are going to be able to get the ball away from Gavin.
Yeah, I tell you what, Ryan, Jay County's getting some great looks. It's just not going down for them. So hopefully the Ford defense is to be credited for that right now.
Coming down, we have Gavin Toby catches the ball at the elbow, spins and drives, kicks it back out. Nothing there, running the set. Ryan Post checks in. Left wing over to Grant Kanapke. Shoots the three in and out. Rebound Patriots. Springer has the ball, dribbling it down in transition on the left wing, right in front of our home crowd. Up top to Dirksen, swings it over to Mullenkamp. Great reverse pass back to Dirksen. Wide open for a three by Ethan Dirksen. 6-3 Indians lead. Quickly down the floor to Ryan Post. Gavin Toby comes and sets a high ball screen. Comes off, hands off to Grant Kanapke. He's looking. Cross court pass to Clay Schmitz. Open 12-footer misses. Arbuckle with the rebound. Kicks to Springer, dribbling the ball down the floor. Got a good look right there. Just missed it by Clay Schmitz. Wide open three by Gavin Lambert. Misses it. Gavin Toby clutched the rebound. Up the floor to Clay Schmitz. Catches it inside. Clutches himself. Takes it up strong. And misses the easy shot inside, but does get fouled.
Yeah, nice little entry pass by Ryan Post in there to Clay. Clay got a little bit off balance, regained his balance, and powered up through. He's going to shoot a couple free throws here.
And a foul on Gavin Lambert inside. Looks like both teams are getting ready to bring a host of subs in here. And Clay Schmitz hits the free throw, which is sponsored tonight by Hall Brothers. So hopefully we continue to hear that name here early and often here in the first quarter. Clay Schmitz up with the second one, and good. And we got Brian Benn ready to check in for Clay. On the floor right now for the Indians, we have Brian Benn, Gavin Toby, Ryan Post is junior, senior Grant Kanapke, and freshman Cal Ramel checks in for the game as well. Patriots bring the ball down the floor. They're in a 2-3 zone defense for the Indians. Looks like possible travel up call up top by Quinn Faulkner. No call. Patriots swinging the ball around the Arbuckle short corner against the zone. Place you want to get the ball. Drive baseline out of bounds off of Gavin Toby's leg.
Yeah, the Forts in that 2-3 zone, Brian, like we talked about earlier, not so much a matchup 2-3 zone, but just your standard 2-3 zone where you're more or less going to guard an area. So hopefully if they can continue to get out on the shooters, we're going to be all right in that.
And the Patriots really look a little uncomfortable against this 2-3, don't they?
They do. They're not real sure where to attack it. They're getting decent ball reversal, but they just can't get it inside.
Just like right there, they had a chance to get the ball inside, and the Indians knock it out, so the Patriots take it out underneath. But, you know, the Patriots usually over in Indiana don't see a lot of zone defense. A lot of people play man-to-man over there, the old traditional Bobby Knight man-to-man defensive principles. So maybe this is something that's throwing them off a little bit. But right now, with that being said, they are going man-to-man. And Ethan Dirksen with a great drive inside and finishes through contact over Cal Ramel. So right now it's 8-5 with 2:20 in the first quarter. Ryan Post brings the ball down and calls a set play. Kicks it over to Kel Ram on the right side in front of our home crowd. Up top to Gavin Toby, looking inside to Brian Benn. Good still up, just knocked away by help side defense.
Yeah, probably forced it there, didn't he, a little bit, Brian?
Yeah, probably wanted to move it a little bit more before you try to throw it inside and make that help defense kind of close out on your man a little more. Patriots quickly down to Arbuckle in the corner, back up top to Ethan Mollenkamp, around to Ethan Dirksen. Drive inside by Bennett Weitzel. Three over in the corner by Ethan Dirksen, short. Gavin Toby with the rebound. Down the floor quickly to Kel Rammel. Kel decides to slow down, back up top to Ryan Post, and Coach Milton is calling a set. And it looks like we are probably going to take a...
Looks like we got a 30-second timeout, Brian.
Yep, 30-second timeout. We'll take one here with them. It's 8-5 in the first quarter, 1:30 left. The Fort Recovery Indians are up right now, and we'll take a short break with words from our sponsor here.
The National Honor Society at Fort Recovery High School is offering free gift wrapping to the public this Christmas. If you're short on time and still need your gifts wrapped, or even if you just don't feel like doing it yourself, just bring your gifts to the high school commons area on Sunday, December 15th between 8 a.m. and noon, and they'll wrap your gifts for you. There's a voluntary free will donation, so you can pay whatever you like. Take the easy way out this Christmas. Just take your gifts to the commons on Sunday morning, December 15th, and the National Honor Society will...
All right, we are back right here with the first quarter scoreboard sponsored by Fowler Mechanical. Indians are up 5-3. And Ian Holman, senior Ian Holman, checks in for the Indians during that last timeout. Kel Rammel catches the ball at the elbow, drives in, kicks out to Ian Holman, back up to Kel Rammel for a three. Good! Kel Rammel for a three.
Nice reversal on Ian Holman, back to Kel there. Kel got his feet set and just knocked it down.
And it's nice to see him to hit a shot. Maybe that'll get his confidence going, because as you know, Bob, he could be a special player when it's all said and done. And, you know, it's nice that he hits that three and hopefully gets some confidence going for himself.
I'll tell you what, Brian, he is already better than his old man was at this age.
Patriots down inside, have the ball knocked away, and the Patriots try to recover by Arbuckle in the corner, and steps on out of bounds, and now it's Indians ball. Patriots pick up a little full court pressure here by number 10, Quinn Faulkner. Gavin Toby's taking the ball out. Derek Judy's trying to get open. Over here to Ian Holman up top, swings it around to Gavin Toby, over to Kel Rammel on the left wing. Brian Benn has a great still up and one. Nice pass into Derek Judy, and as you said, Bob, they have no answer for Brian Benn inside at all.
That big man, no answer.
And right now, there's a freshman, Bennett Weitzel, who is 6'4", but he is a freshman, and Brian Benn, obviously a junior, and has a man's body inside, and right now that freshman just can't quite defend him very well. The Indians are up 13-5 on the first quarter Fall Mechanical, and Brian Benn does hit it from the Hall Brothers foul line sponsor here. 14-5 Indians.
All right, the Indians are back in that box and one. We got Gavin Toby. He is manned up on Dirksen. If we can continue to be patient on offense, Brian, we're going to get great looks and continue to build on this lead throughout the game.
And right now, we've been fortunate. They've missed a lot of great shots on the outside. Springer kid, who's averaging 14, is missing some. Patriots are working the ball half court with about 15 seconds left. Dribbling down now, deflected. Back to the corner over here for Gavin Mollenkamp for three. Wide open three, misses it. Gavin Toby with a half court heave and goes up. And Riley Dilworth makes a great catch in the student section. And that is
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Who doesn't love getting ready for the holidays? Decorating, baking, a little online shopping. topic, a tablet for Chloe, a video game for Ben, a smartphone for Jack, and faster internet to make them all work at once. More devices in your home means it takes more bandwidth to power them all. To upgrade your internet, call Wabash at 419-942-1111. Visit them online at wabash.com or stop by their local offices and get ready for happier holidays. Wabash, your local provider of internet, TV, and phone service.
Hey, welcome back to the fourth side here. Start of the second quarter. The Indians are up 14-5 on the Jay County Patriots. On the floor for the Indians, we got Derek Judy. We got Brian Dinn, Kale Rammel, Ian Holman, and Gavin Toby.
Indians are running a set. Ian Holman over here to Derek Judy. Has a ball screen. Refuses it. Drive baseline. Tried to kick out to Kale Rammel up top. Get their hands on it. We have a scrum and looks like a loose ball foul coming up on the Patriots.
Yeah, Derek had a great baseline drive there. Probably should have pulled up and shot a nice little jumper. Instead, he tried to kick it out across the defense, and Jay County got a hand on it.
Kind of why coaches always tell you, don't ever leave your feet to make a pass, and unfortunately, Derek did, but we got lucky with that one.
Absolutely.
Takes the ball in balance. Again, Derek Judy over here to Ian Holman on the left. Up top to Gavin Toby. Swings it around to Kale Rammel. Right now, the Indians are getting great ball movement, making everyone work on the defensive end.
They're being very patient, nice and methodical.
And by doing that, you make all five guys have to play defense. Ian Holman with the three over here and misses it long, but Derek Judy picked up his second foul. Right now, no one else is in foul trouble. Has picked up a foul, but Derek Judy on a push in the back.
Yeah, Derek went in for that weak side rebound and kind of gave him a little shove in the back. A little ticky-tacky, but hey, they called it, right?
Yeah, and right now we have a host of Indians in. Right now, Brian Benn's the only one who stays on the floor. Clay Schmitz checks in, Grant Knapke, Regan Martin, and Ryan Post comes in. So, looks like we're in a 2-3 start with a 1-1 tandem top, and Post will take the first pass. Regan falls in. Uh-oh, that's not what we wanted to see right there. Springer hit a three on the right wing against the zone, found that little soft spot on the wing. And hopefully he does not get started for the Patriots, because right now it's 14-8.
We definitely don't need him to get comfortable, do we, Brian?
No, and he's missed a lot of open threes right now that I would say he probably normally would hit.
Absolutely.
So.
He's going to keep shooting it, too.
Indians get the ball inside. Clay Schmitz dribbles out of it, tries to skip it across, and gets stolen by Sprunger. Races down the floor, stops, thinks about a three. That's what that confidence of hitting that shot does. It gives you a little confidence builder. Off the right-hand side over here, Faulkner comes up short. Knapke with the rebound up the post, swings it over here to Regan Martin in the corner. Back up top. Regan's exploring, driving a kick, draw the defender. Great kick out to Grant. A little long. Inside.
Rebound Lambert there. Here come the Jay County Patriots up the side here.
We were going 100 down the floor. Now all of a sudden we're stopped. Pull it up. Oh, Springer. Right in front of our bench, probably about 5 feet behind the line. Long miss. Regan Martin corrals the rebound. Into Clay Schmitz. Great drive. Should have been in one. And it's called.
Good finish by Smitty there at the left hand. Kind of found a little seam on that transition and snuck one in there. He's going to go to the line and try and get an extra one here for us.
A little bit of a finesse move right there by Clay, as you said, sneaking through traffic and finding a little seam.
That's not something you hear very often, Clay and finesse, is it, Brian?
No, not really, except for in that football field. And Clay Schmitz comes up to the foul line right now. The Hall brothers. Foul line and is able to hit that. Now we're up 17-8 on the second quarter scoreboard, sponsored by Wabash Mutual Telephone. And Indians are in a 2-3 defense. Actually left Springer unguarded. Drives baseline. Misses the little 12-footer. Brian Benn with the rebound. Nice pass by Regan Martin. Racing down the floor is finding Grant Knapke open on the other side. And now the officials are discussing to see if that was deflected off of Grant's knee, off the Patriots, and it is off of Grant.
That was a great bounce pass by Regan Martin. He threw it in front of the Jay County guy right past his feet, and Grant came streaking through and grabbed it and just couldn't hold on to it.
That's one of those plays where, you know, he had, you know, just a few inches to get it through, and he was able to get it through there. Grant does come out. Ian Holman does check in. Ethan Dirksen drives in, kicks out to Arbuckle, swinging around against the 2-3. Springer has it on the wing, back up top to Faulkner, over to Dirksen. Dirksen thinks about it, turns it down, drives in, does a step through move, could be 3 seconds, but no call. Brian Benn with the rebound, down the floor to Regan Martin. Clay Schmitz is, ooh, wanted that ball, running down the floor. Always try to reward your post guy running there hard, Bob.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to feed those big guys every once in a while.
Back up top, throwing to the high post to Brian Benn. We run some scissor action over to Regan. A little dribble handoff to Ryan Post. Dribbles back up top, thinks about a three. Brian had a good game last night. Swings it over to Ian. Ian over to Clay. Clay long on the three. Rebound Dirksen. Could have been a foul, but no call. Dirksen outlets to Faulkner. Faulkner's running hard. Fast young man with the ball. Speeds it down to Arbuckle. Swings the ball over to number 32 over here, Weitzel, and did they call a blocking call on that, Bob?
Yeah, we got a block there on Regan Martin. Probably could have went either way, Brian. I'm not going to disagree. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, both guys were, you know, maybe one of those possible getting to the spot on the floor. He possibly was there, but also, you know, was moving his feet. Yeah. So it was.
Could have slid under him a little bit there.
Probably a good call by Dan Holland because our crowd didn't go crazy. And if it's a bad call, our crowd usually reacts to that, so. Up top for the Indians, swinging the ball around. Get the ball short corner in Arbuckle, swinging up to Springer. Skip pass over here to Faulkner. Up top to Dirksen, wide open. Doesn't shoot it. Indians in a 2-3 zone defense. Nice pass in his side to Arbuckle, short corner, which is where you want to attack the 2-3. Weitzel misses it short off the glass. Cal Ramo with a rebound. Swings it over to Brian Post down the floor. Inside for Cal Ramo. Drives in and gets fouled by Arbuckle. So Cal Ramo will be shooting two. Now, that was one of those things we talked about, you know, Bob, you had mentioned with the Patriots getting great ball movement and was able to find that short corner pass and high post shot. They just got lucky and they missed it here. Cal Ramo steps up to the Hall Brothers foul line and hits the first one. Cal Ramo now has 3 points on the night for the 18 for the Indians and hits the second one. Good. 19-18 Indians with 4:10 to play.
Indians continuing that 2-3 zone defense. We've got to be a little bit better not doubling the ball on that, Brian. But overall, it's working. It's been pretty effective. Like I said, we've gotten some good looks, but we are definitely contesting. And that's what you got to do in that zone.
Gavin Toby gets a great rebound, one-handed outlet pass. Coach Niekamp would be very proud of that pass. Hits Grant Kanapke in stride, drives to the basket, and gets fouled. So right now, Grant will be going to the Hall Brothers foul line and hopefully knock down two free throws here. We need him to get going for us. He's kind of been on this, you know, snide a little bit here of maybe not a lot of confidence, not a lot of playing time here yesterday. Coach was a little upset, I know, with his defense, but you know, hopefully he can get some confidence going here after hitting the shot, seeing something go through, and maybe that'll pick up a little bit on the other end as well.
Yeah, if we're gonna win a few games this year, we definitely need Grant Kanapke to step up as a senior. And if we can get him going, that is definitely going to help here. We got 3:44 left in the second quarter, 21-8. Hopefully the Indians can build on that to get us into halftime with a little bit bigger lead. We're doing a great job in that zone. Going the boards well. They're turning it over, so it's working.
Brian Post with the steal, drop down the lane quickly to Grant Kanapke from the corner, and a three.
There we go.
Just as we said, Bob, hitting that free throw sometimes gets that confidence going.
Well, I think he probably heard us up here, and he wants to make us look good. So, yeah, we'll take that, Grant.
All right, we will be going to our commercial break here because the Patriots took a timeout after that. 24-8 Indians lead, and words from Wabash Mutual. Again, here in the second quarter, Wabash Mutual Telephone sponsorship in the second quarter. It's 24-8 Indians opening up the lead here in the second quarter.
On the floor for Jay County, we've got, who we got here, Brian? We got Mullenkamp. We got Bennett Weitzel in the middle against that 2-3 zone. Peyton Nichols. Gavin Mullenkamp. So, yeah, it looks like they're going to try and be a little more patient against that.
Oh, yeah.
Clay Smith takes a charge, driving in here and gives up his body. Number 15, Ethan Dirksen with the offensive foul. Looks like Arbuckle might be coming in for him because he has picked up his second foul. Right now, Patriots have 19 fouls, and the Indians only have three. Two of those are on Derek Jeudy, which is why you haven't heard his name here lately. On the floor, we have Gavin Toby, Ryan Post, Clay Schmitz as juniors, senior Grant Canapke, and freshman Kel Rammel. Quickly down the floor, over to Kel Rammel, swings it up top to Gavin Toby, over to Grant Canapke. Ryan Post, baseline one-handed pass. Gavin Toby with a great save. Turnover right here. Patriots down the floor to Weitzel, lays it up by Lambert, misses the shot. Ryan Post with the rebound. A little ticky-tack foul by Weitzel, 84 feet or so from the bucket. Does not make your coach very happy. And that picks up his second one, so he'll probably be heading to the bench here. The good part is Ryan Post will be going to the Hall brother foul line, and with two shots as the Patriots are now have 10 team fouls.
Yeah, like we said earlier, you know, with just about 2:30 left in the second quarter, hopefully we can build on that. And with being in double bonus, that's definitely going to help, Brian.
And shout out to former superintendent here, Justin Furtz, listening on the radio tonight. He says, we sound great there, Bob. Not sure about that part. But
well, we definitely sound better than we look. We know that.
He's able to hit those two, give us a 26-8 lead. Indians still in the 2-3 zone, up top, swinging the ball. Mullenkamp bout threw it to Dan Holland, who was wide open. But unfortunately, Faulkner had came up and faked the ball pass.
Ford continues in that zone.
Right now, the Patriots just look very uncomfortable against that, especially with Sprunger not on the floor, getting a lot of touches. Kind of running baseline, scrum on the floor. Jump ball tie, but before the call on the jump ball, Coach Milton takes a timeout, so we'll take one with him here.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2016 Buick Enclave front-wheel drive with leather, heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera with 33,000 miles for only $22,900. Also in is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera with only 29,000 miles for $18,500. Come over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, and we're back. Sponsored by Hastings Auto right there, Harold Feely. Hopefully he's enjoying his vacation down in Tennessee here with Kim. 26-8 Indians opening up the lead here in that second quarter. Good second quarter for the Indians. 2 minutes to go. Clay Smith has the ball in the high post. Over to Regan Martin with the ball screen. Refuses the ball screen, but steps out of bounds. Turnover on the Indians.
Yeah, Sprunger came up, put a little pressure on Regan, and Regan just kind of lost track of where he was at and stepped on the sideline there. So back to Jay County with the ball.
And Brian Benn replaced Kel Ram on that last timeout. So we got Clay Smith, Brian Benn, Grant Canapke, Regan Martin, and Ryan Post up top. Indians are swinging the ball around. Ooh, off the forehead of Arbuckle. Just missed it. Grant Canapke to steal. Lead good pass to Regan Martin. Up and in. Nice pass ahead, Grant.
Beautiful pass by Grant. Regan just caught it. Didn't even have to take a dribble. Just went up and laid it in. Nice finish by Regan.
Down the floor over here in the corner. Weitzel has the ball in the corner. Looking for some help. Back up to Mullenkamp. Swings it around to Sprungle. Right now, we've done a pretty good job on him. Averages 14 right now. Only has three in the game. So our defense has done a pretty good job of keeping him at bay. Over to the corner to Springer. Back up top to Mullenkamp. Swings it around to the corner over here to Faulkner. Drives inside. Loses the ball. Arbuckle is able to pick it up and finishes inside. Nice little clean up the mess move right there. Right now, 28-10 Indians. Coach Milton's call set play. Ryan Post is bringing the ball down. Drives in by his man. Ooh, almost had a layup there, Bob.
Yeah, Post needed to see where he's at on the floor there. He got to the rack zone and he brought it back out. That's what Coach Milton wanted. So he's doing what he's told.
Yeah, he wanted. I think they're going to try to run some clock, get a last second shot opportunity, going kind of go in the old four corners right here.
Yeah, Jay County's looking to run and jump here a little bit to try and get another possession back here to end the half.
Especially being down 18, they probably want to try to get a possession back if they can. Ryan Post and Grant Canapke are up top playing a little keep-away action. Regan Martin in the high post.
A little 2-1-2 spread action. Got Posty doubled up on the top. Grant with the ball at the top here now.
dribbling out, be strong with it. Ooh, might have got fouled there. Jay County ends up with it, and Grant, out of frustration, gets a foul on him. So Jay County ball with 9.9 seconds left here in the second quarter, 28-10.
Yeah, that was probably one of those drills they work on a lot with two versus one, being strong with the basketball. And unfortunately, I agree with you. Probably Grant got fouled, but no called, and picked up a little frustration foul. But Clay Schmidt steps in, steals the pass by Sprunger. Two-on-one, comes in. Ooh, maybe got fouled, but no call. Heave it, Sprunger hits the back of the rim from 80 feet. Great half right there, 28-10 Indians right there. Bob, what'd you see?
Well, I tell you what, like you said earlier, the 2-3 zone really gave them fits. Earlier we came out in the box and one, and they seemed to know what to do with that. Once we went to the 2-3 zone, they kind of struggled. They did get some open looks early, but, boy, we cleaned up the boards and took care of business. Offensively, by God, we took care of the ball. Sprung it, got it into Brian Benn when we could. Brian's got 7 at half here. Everybody else has got about 5, so pretty balanced scoring to start the half. I can't complain. Look good, boys.
All right, good. We'll halftime break here, and we'll hear words from our sponsor, Hastings Auto.
Around here, we welcome a slower pace, except when it comes to internet speed. Wabash provides fiber-fast internet you can rely on, backed by local customer service. From email checkers to video streamers to hardcore gamers, we have just the right speed for you, up to 1,000 megabits. If you need an upgrade or just have a question, get in touch with Wabash at 419-942-1111 or online at wabash.com. Wabash, your local communication connection.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At Cooper Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our 3 Activate Health Center locations. There are no co-pays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, and we are back right here on the halftime sponsor here by Cooper Farms. We have an update here on the JV score. Fort Recovery Indians came out on the winning side of that to go 2-1 to push their record. They were led by Owen Judy with 21 big points. He's had a big weekend, led the scoring and last night. I think he had 17 last night, 21 tonight of the 41. Kobe Wendell also chipped in with 11. With 3, we had Dylan Evers. With 2, we had Riley Heiser. We had Caleb Evers with 2 and Kel Ramo with 2 to round out the 41 for the Indians. Again, Indians winners 41-26. And I think, Bob, you have some halftime stats for us here in the varsity contest.
Yeah, as far as points-wise for Jay County, we've got Sprunger with 3, Noah Arbuckle with 2, and Ethan Durson with 5. That's their 10. For the Indians, we've got Grant Canapi with 5, Regan Martin 2 points, Derek Judy 2 points, Clay Spitz with 5, and number 41, Brian Benn with 7 to lead us at half, giving the score 28-10.
Alrighty, and for those MAC area fans, football score update. I believe we took home 2 more state championships this weekend. Is that right, Bob?
Yeah, the Anna Rockets got it done yesterday morning. We had no trouble against Springfield, 48-14. And then Marion Local Fire took care of business this morning. I'm not sure what the final was there. 28-6. So, yeah, 2 more state championships for the MAC in football.
Number 35 and 36 for the MAC. So
not too shabby.
Yeah, not too shabby at all. All right, we will take another short little break and then hear words from K&L Tractor.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in full type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind, where Salford BBI's rugged design and construction can more efficiently spread your material, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At Cooper Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our three Activate Health Center locations. There are no co-pays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need, from installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
All right, and we are back here on the Cooper Farm Halftime Show with 3 minutes to go on the clock. Both teams are getting ready to make their way out on the court. Indians have a comfortable 28-10 lead. And this week, Bob, you got to do something that I'm sure you enjoy since we're not coaching, but having a chance to watch Rex play with the 8th-grade team.
Well, I don't know if I enjoy it so much, Ryan. It's a little stressful. He likes to give me some gray hair. I know that. But, yeah, they're off to a pretty good start. 3-1 on the season. They just defeated the Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks this morning. So that puts them, like I said, 3-1. The 7th-grade is 2-2 on the season. They won this morning. Thursday, they got both teams got a big win over in Versailles. So anytime you can go down to Versailles and get a W, it's a good thing. So they're both off to a pretty good start. Both teams are very balanced. They've got they're not very one-dimensional. They've got some players that can get things done. So looking for some good things in the future here to come. But, anytime you can watch your son play, it's always pretty neat. But, like I said, there is a little stress involved in that. So, you know how that is. But, we're getting ready to start the second half here. And hopefully the Indians can build on this lead a little bit. Like I said earlier, I was expecting a low-scoring game. And so far, half of that's right because we're holding Jay County to 10 points. And we put up 28. So, hopefully we can keep things rolling here and they can continue to struggle against our 2-3 zone. And if we continue to be patient offensively, get the ball into Brian, when he doesn't get it in, and we can make some threes and continue to build on that lead. So
if you're Jay County here, coaching here, Bob, and you're with the Patriots, what adjustments do you make knowing that you only have 10 points in the first quarter?
If I'm them against that 2-3 zone, they've got to get some quick ball reversal. They've got to get some gap dribbles to create those open shots. And don't just settle for threes. like I said, they got to get a gap dribble, maybe get a little short corner, high-low action going, and they're going to have to be a little more physical and, like I said, aggressive on offense if they want to get back in this thing.
And if you're Coach Melton over here with the Indians, you know, knowing that you played really well, especially in that second quarter, extending that lead 28-10, what adjustments are you making here?
Yeah, I don't think he's got very many adjustments at all. Maybe throw that that little box and one back at him every once in a while just to keep him off. You definitely don't want him to get comfortable against that 2-3 zone. So defensively, I would go with that. Offensively, you know, we really don't need to change much. Just to continue doing what we're doing. They haven't had an answer for it, so why fix it if it ain't broke? You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And getting ready here to start the second half, sponsored by Tin Cupboard here. Stopping in for your morning coffee. Now open at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday. Espressos, lattes, cappuccinos, great sandwiches, wraps, salads, and soups, and choice of four soups every single day. So if you're hungry, stop in at Tin Cupboard and they'll fix you up with all your food in the morning and coffee.
Starting off with the starters for both teams here. And yeah, Fort Recovery's going to stay in that 2-3 zone. We'll see what kind of adjustments Jay County makes. And yeah, right away, we're going high-low with a little backdoor cut. Up and in by number 20, Gavin Molenkamp.
Just like you said, Bob, try to got it short corner, high post, backside look. Exactly what you want to do to attack the zone. So Derek Judy sweeps it down the floor, trying to run a set. Patriots maybe stepping up the defense intensity here a little bit. Over to Grant Kanapke. Hand off to Derek Judy, who didn't play a lot because he had 2 fouls in that first half. Back out here on the floor.
Well, Brian, we know Jay County pretty well, so they're not going to come out and continue to let this happen. Coach Craig's been around for a long time, and those boys are going to come out, and they're going to play hard.
Grant Kanapke strong with the three. Gavin Molenkamp with the rebound down the floor. Again, short corner, back out to the wing, checking high post. Skip pass over to Arbuckle. Active hands by the Indians here. Short corner pass to Weitzel inside. Back up top. Swing it over to Gavin Molenkamp. Nice short corner pass into Ethan Dirksen driving in. Gets fouled on the shot. Patriot fans happy with that.
He's your typical Dirksen, very well skilled player. Just a good looking sophomore for the Patriots.
Yeah, he's well put together. Very athletic.
Pretty crafty.
Steps up to the free throw line, misses the first one in front of our pro red, scarlet, and gray student body down there with our Ohio State gear on, ready to support our Buckeyes tonight against the Badgers in the Big Ten championship game. Second one up and good, 28-13 lead for the Indians. Clay Smith has the ball up top, hand off to Grant Kanapke, drives in, kick over to Regan Martin. We need Regan to be able to hit a shot here. He was on fire last night, hit 3 threes for us. Right now, a little quiet with 2 points. Up top, working the ball. Indians are patient here against the Patriots, man-to-man defense. Ryan Post off his screen, stuck it inside to big Brian Benn, has a nice fill-up, quick pass over to Clay Schmitz, wide open three, Grant Kanapke misses it.
Pretty good offensive possession there, Brian. We got it into Brian. Brian got doubled. He got the kick out. We got a reversal. Got a great look.
Inside to Arbuckle, too easy inside with his feet in the paint. If you get it, your feet in the paint, usually you're going to score in there if you're a good offensive player, and that's what he just did. Quickly down the floor, Ryan Post drives in through contact, misses the shot. Regan Martin collects the offensive rebound, drives in to pass to Clay Schmitz, but gets fouled prior to Clay Schmitz getting a good shot up. Right now, it's 5:52 in the third quarter. Sponsor here by Fort Recovery Insurance. Indians take it out. Nice set play out of bounds. Grant Kanapke wide open three. A little short. Possibly got hit on the arm. No call, though. Patriots speed down the floor. Nice pass inside from Springer to Dirksen. Open shot misses. Ryan Post collects the rebound.
We're getting up and down the floor a little bit here, Brian. I'm not sure this is the pace that we want, but here we go. We're going to pound it into Brian. Brian, nice little full turnaround jumper. Couldn't get it to go. Back to the Patriots.
Great post move, though.
Absolutely.
Patriots swinging the ball. Arbuckle up top to Dirksen. Swing it over to Gavin Molenkamp. Short corner pass.
to Lambert. Clay Schmitz with the tip away. Collects the steal. Coach Milton, that does slow it down here, Bob. Says, hey, let's get a good shot instead of just going up and down the floor, getting up a shot. Let's get up a good shot.
Absolutely.
Regan Martin with the three in the corner. Great shot by Regan Martin. Hopefully that gets some confidence going for him. Extending that lead 31-15.
That's that inside-outside game, Brian. We got it into Brian. He kicked it out for Regan into the corner. He drains it.
Springer down over here in the corner. Three himself. That's 6 points now for that young man. Wide open three. Found a soft spot in that zone against the top and the bottom. There's always that little gap, and he found that gap. Grant Canapi coming off a curl. Cut. Deflected away. Patriots collect it with Dirksen. Pushing in transition. Kick over to Gavin Mollenkamp with a three. Just short. Gets his own rebound. Nice inside pass to Lambert. Up and in for an easy bucket.
Coach Mellon's going to get a timeout. That puts the score 31-20. Jay County with a little run here to start the third quarter there, Brian.
And we will take a... take a little break right here and have a word from Fort Recovery Insurance.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
All right, and we are back here on the third quarter. Fort Recovery Insurance sponsorship. Indians lead, taking a little bit of a hit right here, 31-20. Patriots are on a little bit of a run right now, kind of outworking us a little bit, Bob.
Yeah, that's what we talked about. We knew that Coach Craig's team's going to come out and play hard after that first half. They're definitely not going to do that two halves in a row. So, you know, like we talked, they are definitely going inside out like we thought they would, and they're being a little bit more patient.
Clay Schmitz with a miss, but an offensive rebound, and misses it again. Got to be able to finish those inside shots there, but comes up on the short end. Dirksen collects the rebound. Springer with a deep three right in front of Steve Schmitz over there. That young man has hit consecutive back-to-back threes now to go up 31-23, has 9 points.
Line post looks to drive a little bit there. Kicked out to Regan Martin. Regan penetrates off to Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby back up to Ryan post. Ryan looks over, finds Regan on the wing. Jay County's in a man-to-man. We got Ian Holman over on the left wing. Posty gets tripped driving in. Looks like he's going to be fouled on the ground. So Indian ball underneath. On the floor for the Indians, we got Ian Holman, Clay Schmitz, Gavin Toby, Regan Martin, Derek Judy, and Grant Canapi just subbing in.
And right now the Patriots on a 13-3 third quarter run, so not a very good quarter here for the Indians. Derek Judy triggers the ball into Grant Canapi. Up top to Gavin Toby, swings the ball over to the left side of Derek Judy, drives in, nice pass to Clay Schmitz. Fumbles the ball. Better get out of there, Clay, so we don't get 3 seconds. Grant comes back in. Nice little dipsy-do.
Nice.
Finishes inside. Make it 33-23, extending that Indians lead. Nice drive and take by Grant Canapi. Patriots down, swinging the ball over to Arbuckle. Nice post flash inside by Faulkner. Catches the ball, but Derek Judy strips it. 2-on-1. Pass to Regan Martin. Baseline jumper. Too strong. Rebound, Arbuckle. Mollenkamp up top. Skips it over to Faulkner on the wing. Back up top to Arbuckle. Swings it over in front of the Patriot bench. Coach is calling out a set play. Arbuckle has it up. Top drive. Ooh. Almost half looked to dunk it there. Yeah. Came up a little short. That would have been impressive.
That would have been nice, yeah. He wanted to, but he wasn't sure he didn't.
Drive baseline. Reverse layup by Regan Martin. Just comes up short. Patriots with the rebound. Great move. Just got to be able to finish that there, young man. Patriots down. Exploring the baseline by Faulkner. Back up top. Mollenkamp on the wing. Swings it over to Arbuckle.
Coach Creek's calling out a set here for the Patriots. Forts in that 2-3 zone. They're definitely looking high-low, trying to get that backdoor action. There it is.
Up and in for Noah Arbuckle.
Great pass by Ethan Dirksen right now. Minute 30 to go here on the clock, sponsored by third quarter here by Fort Recovery Insurance. Stop in and see Ted Romer and Connor Rammel for all your insurance needs, especially this time of year. Regan Martin with a soft three-point shot, kissing in around the rim.
I'm not sure that was soft, Brian. It was kind of a brick that went in, but if you want to call it soft, we'll call it soft.
Hey, for us non-shooters, Bob, that's a soft touch right there.
Absolutely.
Right now, the Patriots, as you said earlier, Bob, trying to work it around short corner on the wing, hitting that high post, and that's where Weitzel's able to collect a pass deflected on that short corner for a little jumper to make the lead 36-27, Indians with a minute to go. And you get that. He's a freshman chant for Weitzel, who hits a shot. Baseline driver Regan Martin pulls the ball back out. Grant Kanapke drives in, a little step back, turns down the shot. Kick over to Regan Martin. Open three, but coach is yelling in the run some offense. Drive in by Grant Kanapke. Up hard, strong off the glass. Weitzel with the rebound. 25 seconds. Coach Craig's now saying, hey, slow it down here, boys. Let's get one shot.
Yeah, Brian, there's no reason that freshman Weitzel kid shouldn't be wearing purple and white. His dad, he's a transplant. He should not be over there. He needs to be wearing some purple. But, we might have to do some recruiting. We'll get Jeff Wendell on that this summer.
Great action over here, baseline. Trying to extend it over here with 3 seconds left, 2 seconds. I don't know if they see the clock. Gavin Mullenkamp does. Wide open three and misses it off of the rim. So 36-27, third quarter lead right there for the Indians. Bob, your assessment on that one real quick.
Well, they did what we talked about, you know, coming out. We knew they were going to play hard. Thought they might do that three out, two in, get some high-low action. And what that causes is our guys to turn their head and they get some backdoor cuts and some layups and wide open threes. And now the threes are going in for them. They've got some confidence. And now we got a ball game, boys. 36-27.
And words here from our sponsor, Fort Recovery Insurance.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned HealthSmart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Fleet Lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from, and we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose a perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located...
All right, the Indians get the ball out of bounds, start the fourth quarter by Cal Pharmacy here, scoreboard. Cal Rammel has the ball on the left, drives in, and a blocking call on Faulkner inside.
Jay County starting off in their man-to-man. Cal, nice little shot fake, drives in, jump stop like he's supposed to, and threw the foul on the ground, so Fort Recovery underneath.
I love that he's also trying to be aggressive, because I thought, you know, yesterday he almost, as a freshman, just trying to figure out where do I do, what do I do, how do I fit in, and I think, you know, tonight he seems a little more aggressive, which
right.
I watched him play long enough,
yep.
And, you know, he's too good not to go out there and try to score.
No, he's a smart kid, he'll figure it out, you know, and that's, like you said, trying to figure out his role, playing some JV minutes, and then getting pulled up to the varsity level. You definitely, as a freshman, got to figure out that role.
And that's the difference between basketball and maybe a few other sports is, you know, not everyone, even though it's a team sport and everyone's out there, not everyone has equal opportunity. So you got to figure out your responsibility to the team.
All right, the Indians are going to inbound it on the side there. Cale Rammel into Grant Kanacki. Grant up to Derek Judy. Jay County in the man-to-man. Derek's up top. Top of the key, looks to drive in. Right past three Jay County defenders for a layup. Nice move by Derek Judy. Good finish. Jay County's going to bring it down. We've got Springer with the ball up top. Skips it over to Faulkner. Bennett Weitzel tries to throw in.
Clay Smith with the loose ball pickup to Grant Konacki, streaking down the floor for a maybe a little harder layup than it had to be, but it looked good, I guess, for a layup by Grant. Extended lead 40-27. Patriots have the ball. Ethan Dirksen explores in, drives, nothing there. Swing the ball back up to Faulkner. Over to the right wing to Springer. And tries to get the ball inside to Weitzel, and Brian Benn's going to pick up a foul. Right now, that would be the Indians' second team foul, so no problems right there so far.
Yeah, Brian did what he's supposed to. You got to check your cutters coming across the lane, and that's what we didn't do in the third quarter, and that's what that's how they got their backdoor cuts and some open layups. So Brian's doing his job, checking his cutter. Just got caught with one there.
Maybe extended the arm a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, but that's all right.
Yeah, you want to let them know that you can't come in this paint free go. So Dirksen drives in, misses the layup, gets an offensive rebound, put back and up and in.
Dirksen is just that blue-collar kid, isn't he, Brian?
Absolutely, and which has been, that's his brother and his dad and all the family. I played with his uncle, Alan, and they're all that way, just blue-collar.
Springer with the steal, lays it in for the Patriots.
Right now, they're a little bit of a run right now, 9-point lead here for the Indians. We got to make sure we sharpen things up and take care of the basketball here, Bob.
Yeah, Coach Mellon's going to get Ryan Post back in, and Post is really good at getting the tempo of the ball game the way we want it, so we'll get Posty back in there and get things where we need to be. Get it settled down.
Grant Konapke drives in on from that left wing area. Comes up a little short. Nice little pull-up. I'm glad to see him pull up and be under control with that, but just short. Rebound comes off Grant, and a Patriots Springer dive on the ball. Get a jump ball. Ball goes over to the Patriots.
Ian Holmes is going to check in for Grant Konapke. Gavin, Toby's coming in for Brian Benn to give him a quick blow here. I'm sure Brian won't sit long. We'll get him a quick breather and get him back in to finish the game out here. Indians still in that 2-3, Brian.
He really hasn't scored a lot, but he's definitely, you know, making things difficult on the Patriots inside.
Absolutely.
Ethan Dirksen in with the drive. Gavin Toby clutched the ball, but throws it away. You got to get on balance there versus trying to get off balance. No reason to throw that thing away. Clutch the ball by Arbuckle and lays it inside.
Yeah, that's your old 3-2 drill, Brian, where you get a step through, be on balance, and find that open man. And Tobes just didn't. He just got off balance and panicked a little bit.
And right now, one thing nice to see is Clay Smith calming things down, being that leader out on the floor, which maybe that little football quarterback part showing up. Great drive in by Clay. Says, here, guys, let's go. Settle down. We can collect ourselves, and let's finish this thing out strong, which he just did on that nice little pull-up jumper.
That's good to see. Good leadership out of Smitty there.
42-33 Indians lead here on the Cal Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard. Ethan Dirksen has Kel Rim on him. Nice little up and under move. Draws the foul on the freshman. That's probably one of those little things, even though Ethan's only a sophomore, a little more experience on the floor.
Absolutely. I'm sure he plays a little bit of ball in the summertime, so he knows what he's doing. Crafty player, like we said earlier. Indians in man-to-man there, it looks like, Brian.
And at the same time, just kind of threw his body in there, kind of got a little head fake, got Kel up off the floor, drew contact, got himself to the line where he, in his mind, hopefully able to hit two free throws here.
You know who that looked like. That looked like Matt Lingo from back in the Jay County days.
Yeah, that was one of my former teammates, coached here at Fort Recovery for a year. And Dirksen does step up and hits the shot, make it 42-34 Indian lead. And second one is good as well. 42-35 now on the Cal Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard.
Jay County with a little bit of ball pressure on Ryan Post, bringing the ball down the floor. Fort Recovery's going to have to get a good look here, Brian, to continue on that. We got Ian Holman drives out. Kale Rammel from the corner, three ball up, no good. Rebound Jay County.
He might have hesitated a little bit. He's one of those things, you just got to be able to get it, catch it, shoot it in the flow.
Yeah, probably a little quick in that possession, you know. Dirksen on the drive. Smitty chest bumps him. We got a foul on the floor. Jay County ball underneath here. 35-42, 4 minutes and 20 seconds in the fourth quarter.
Would you agree here, Bob? Probably this fourth quarter, Patriots are coming out a little more intense, a little more maybe assertiveness right here, knowing that, hey, we're down maybe 12 going to that quarter. And, you know, this is our last one. We better pick things up.
Yeah, they're going to look to push it here. Anytime they get a weak side rebound, they're going to. And they've got five guys pretty much that can bring the ball down the floor. So they're going to look to push and get this thing up and down a little bit. Maybe even get a little scrappy with it, you know.
Yeah, they seem to be a little more scrappy than what we are and a little more aggressive out of it.
There's that backdoor cut again, Brian.
47-42.
Arbuckle, great drive baseline, and finds a streaking on who was that scored that layup.
We had Gavin Lambert there on the back cut.
And as you said, backdooring us off of penetration.
Full recovery is just not jumping to the ball. You know, they're losing sight of that weak side man, and that's what's killing us right now.
Which that was one of the things Coach Mel had talked about, you know, all season long, is preaching defense and trying to get the kids to buy into it and maybe making some changes. So hopefully we continue to work on that and improve. Right now we're running some clock. Got the lead, 5-point lead with 3:30 to go. Being patient right here. Derek Judy's driving in. Although I do not like seeing him jumping in the air off that baseline drive, leaving your feet, because nothing good usually comes from that.
Regan Martin on a baseline drive. We got a hold by Sprunger. Where we at? Ball out of bounds on the baseline there, I believe.
Ball being worked around, at least on the perimeter there. You want to see them, you know, still trying to be aggressive. I think it's too early to be holding the ball this long, but, you know, they're still trying to be aggressive, but running some clock, trying to make sure they get a good look right now, trying to extend the lead. Push in by Faulkner, and Grant Knappe goes down.
What has not happened in this quarter, Brian, is we have not gotten the ball into Brian Bennett at all, and that is definitely shown. We've settled for some threes. We haven't really had that inside-out game like we did. Maybe get going back out stuff.
And plus, you know, those are most of the shots you practice, is stepping into it 1-2. You know, that's how most kids practice outside shots. And so that happens by getting the ball inside, kick out, and you're able to get your feet underneath you, stepping into a shot and get a high-quality shot, which you said we're not able to do right now.
Yeah, we got Brian Benn shooting a three-point shot, and he can make it. He's made them in the past, JV level and stuff, but probably not the shot we want there. And with Brian, once we do that inside-out game, he does a great job of kicking it out. And if we get our shooter set, that's a good look. Back to Jay County. Dirksen in the corner, three ball, no good. Smitty with the rebound. Fort Recovery bringing it down. Derek Judy.
I say that maybe not a bad shot. Maybe time and score is knowing the difference there a little bit for Brian. We probably want him inside working, maybe a little bit more on the perimeter. But nonetheless, nothing really hurt by it. Clay Schmitz up top, swings it over Derek Judy. Patriots are man-to-man right now with 2:30 to go. 5-point lead for the Indians. Hand check call on Noah Arbuckle. Indians will have the ball on the side.
Yeah, I'm curious as to see what Coach Melton's going to do here with 2:31 left, up five. I don't think they can guard us one-on-one with our quickness and our duds. So we'll see. We're going to go to a quick timeout break. Fourth quarter sponsor, Cal Pharmacy.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Cal Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Smart Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Feet Lift Chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from, and we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose a perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Smart, caring for you and about you.
All right, and we are back here on the Calp Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians up 42-37, 2:31 to go. Right now, Bob, put us in the huddle of mind of a coach. What are you doing if you're the Indians?
You know what? We're up five. We got 2:30 left. I'm not sure that they can guard us one-on-one. We've got some pretty quick guards. If I'm Coach Melton, I'm not sure you don't spread this thing out a little bit. They've got fouls. They've got 17 fouls, so, you know, if we can get to the line, make free throws, this thing's over. So hopefully we can spread them out. I'm not sure if he's going to spread them out. He might. We'll see what happens here.
And I think another thing you touched on earlier, and that's get the ball into big number 41, Brian Benn, because even though he has 7 points, I think he's kind of dominated this game. We got to do a better job of getting it in there. Derek Judy missed the free throw on the Hall Brother free throw, but Gavin Toby collects a hustling rebound. Gets us another opportunity. We can run some clock here if we choose to do so.
Gavin swings it back to Derek Judy, makes a good decision. He had a shot, but he knows he didn't need to shoot that. So Derek up top, being guarded tightly by number 10, Quentin Faulkner, off to Regan Martin on the wing. And, yeah, the Fort Recovery Indians are looking pretty methodical here. Derek Judy drives in, drives baseline over to Gavin Toby, off to Regan Martin. Martin over to Grant Kanacki. Grant brings it back out. Derek Judy. 1:53 on the clock. Indians, like I said, they're pretty methodical right now. We're going to get a good look out of this. They're going to have to foul us, which they try there, but Dan Hollins does not good enough. Derek Judy looking to drive, kicks it out to Grant Kanacki. Three ball, in and out. Brian Benn cleaning up the board. And Brian reaches in and gets a foul. So Jay County ball, 1 minute 33, 42-37, the Indians.
That could have been the dagger right there that the Indians were looking for. You know, we just had ran about almost a minute off the clock. Gavin Toby, Regan Martin both turned down wide open shots, I think, to run some clock. And Grant felt like he was coming off of a screen, was open, and let it fly. You know, if he hits that, that's one of those, hey, great shot, kid. But if he misses, it's one of those things like maybe we should have turned that one down.
Yeah, it's kind of your catch 22 on that shot right there. I'll let Grant shoot that, I guess. You know, he's a senior. He's earned it probably, so I'm okay with that.
Yep, Patriots, now they just got to worry about guarding right here. Get the stop. Patriots work the ball around. Good drive in by Mullenkamp. Misses the shot. Brian Benn with the rebound.
Brian cleans it up. Jay County's looking to pressure full court here. Derek Jeudy up the sideline. Gets to the middle. Kicks out to Grant Kanacki. Grant's going to bring it out to half court. Back to Derek on the wing. Derek drives baseline. Powers it up and in for two. 56 seconds, 44-37 Indians. Jay County quick up the side. Sprunger on the drive. Back out to Gavin Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp over to Arbuckle. Over to Sprunger. Sprunger closely guarded by Grant Kanacki. Drives in. Kicks underneath. Gavin Lambert turns around and throws it out of bounds for 36 seconds. Indians ball, 44-37, Brian. What do you think there?
Yeah, you know, he's asking for a touch, asking help from the other official, but obviously I didn't see one in there at all. But, you know, I think for them, just, again, left his feet, drove baseline, left his feet, got in the air, didn't know what to do with it, and made a bad decision.
Yeah,
so
the cardinal sin, don't drive baseline and jump out of bounds and throw the ball.
All right, we will take a timeout as Patriots call for a timeout. 44-37 Indians lead, full timeout right here.
Serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp. Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it.
Hey, welcome back to the fourth side. Fort Recovery up 44-37. Looking to inbound it with 36 seconds left. Jay County's going to be fouling here. Schmitty inbounds it to Grant Kanacki. He's pressured up the floor. Jay County, a little run and jump, trying to get him to turn it over. Grant picks it up, finds Ryan Post, and they got a quick foul at half court. Post is going to go to the line, shoot 1-1 here, try to extend this lead, give us a little bit of cushion here, and finish this thing out, hopefully with a win here. 28 seconds left here. Ryan Post on the line, shooting 1-1.
For the Hall Brothers foul line sponsorship right here. Coach Milton wants the Indians all off the line. Shooting one shot, as you said. Has some confidence in Ryan that he's going to hit this.
Yeah, look for the Indians after Posty hits these both, which I know he will. He's a great free throw shooter. Look for the Indians to come out and not foul, but just get a hand up on their shooters. Nice contested shot, you know, and hopefully clean up a rebound and get out of this thing with a W here. Posty makes the second one. That makes the score 37-46, the Indians. Foot recovery in man-to-man. Jay County brings it down. Go inside out. Arbuckle powers it up, misses. 18 seconds. Grant Kanacki with the ball. Fouled by Dirksen. Grant's going to go to the line. Shooting 1-1. Got 16 seconds left, Brian. How you try and finish this thing out if you're Coach Melton?
Right now you just want to hit free throws. You could possibly extend some full court pressure if you wanted to, not the foul, but you only got five team fouls, so if you did, no harm, but maybe just make them work some clock a little bit.
Yeah, make them think about it a little bit.
Yeah. Grant Kanapke sinks that one to give us 47 on the South Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard. And Bob, one chant down there, the student section was given why the Patriots were on this end of Florida. Not sure if you heard it or not, but it was the OHIO chant. So
is there a game tonight or something? What's going on?
They do look good in red, so
even
that's not St. Henry red, is it?
No.
Different shade.
No, that's a different shade of red. Nor is it Patriot red, so. All right, quick little commercial break here.
This Christmas, why not give a gift that's unique? So how about this? Kids love the big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys and pedal tractors from Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes. We also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, and string trimmers. Surprise them with something unique. Hall Brothers, your KFIH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
All right, and we're back here on the Calp Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard. 47-37. Indians extend that 10-point lead by hitting some free throws, getting stops that they needed. And Grant Kanapke is looking to extend that lead here for the Indians on the Hall Brother foul line here.
Yeah, we just down the stretch, we ended up getting that momentum back, took care of the ball. Grant misses his free throw. 10 seconds down. Jay County shoots a three. Grant Kanapke with the ball. He's going to dribble it out. 5 seconds over to Derek Jeudy. And he is going to get out of here. It's a 10-point W, Brian. Good win for him.
Absolutely. It's always great to win against your crosstown rivals. And another thing it's great, too, is after you lose a game, a tough conference game on a Friday night against Versailles, it's great to come back. And, you know, the very next day with basketball, you have a chance to kind of redeem yourself, and we were able to do that tonight.
Yeah, good win. That's going to put the Indians back on top of Jay County. Like you said, it's going to avenge that tough loss last year over there. So, yeah, good win for Coach Melton in the game.
And we'll take a little break and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Calp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Ladies Night Out in Fort Recovery is Thursday, December 5th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. We will provide a free in-body scan when you sign up to attend an OptiURX workshop. Knowing what you weigh tells you very little. Our research-grade in-body scale will take measurements of your segmental muscle mass, body, and visceral fat, which are important markers of overall health. The initial scan fee of $39.99 will be waived that night. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tool. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
And we are back right here on the second half Calp Pharmacy fourth quarter sponsorship right here. The Indians pick up the big W tonight in both varsity and JV contests. Indian varsity game won 47-37. And prior to that, we had JV, and I'll give you the JV update, and then Bob will run down the varsity update here for us here if we can get some stats here from Bob Stogler. Indians win 41-26, led by Owen Jeudy with 21 big points for the Indians. Kobe Wendell added 11. Riley Heiser chipped in with 2. 3 points is Dylan Evers. Caleb Evers picks up with 2. And also Cal Rammel adds 2 for the Indians, 41 points right there. And then in the varsity game.
All right, varsity for the Indians. Let me see what we got here. Looks like you got Jared Jeudy with 6. Grant Kanapke ends up with a nice night of 10. Got hot there in the second half. Regan Martin with 8. Clay Smith, 7. Brian Benz, 7. Ryan Post, 4. And Cale Rammel, 5. So pretty balanced attack tonight. That's what we like to see. Anytime you can get that many guys close to double figures, you're probably going to come out with a W, Brian.
And the post game here is sponsored by Miracle Lanes, and
quick little updates here for this coming week. We have broadcasted here will be the Indians host Blackford, Lady Bruins, on Tuesday when PGW will be simulcasting that here with FRR. On Thursday, the girls will be at Parkway, and again, we'll be simulcasting that with WPGW as well. Friday, the Parkway Panthers will come here, and we'll host them on FRR. And on Saturday, the boys will host Crestview, defending state champions in Division 4. WPGW will be simulcasting that one as well. Plus, we have the Traveling Tribe German Dinner starting at 4 o'clock in the Commons. If you're hungry, you can come on out and grab some, I'm sure, some bratwurst, some sauerkraut, or something like that. Pre-sale only. Tickets are available in the high school office. So if you want to catch something, some German fest food, next Saturday, stop in at the high school office. I'm sure a winning will get with some tickets. So we'll wait and see if Coach Milton will be joining us here. We'll take a short little break, and we'll be back and hopefully have the coach here on online.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
This Christmas, why not give a gift that's unique? So how about this? Kids love the big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys and pedal tractors from Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes, we also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, and string trimmers. Surprise them with something unique. Hall Brothers, your KFIH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2016 Buick Enclave front-wheel drive with leather, heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera with 33,000 miles for only $22,900. Also in is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera with only 29,000 miles for $18,500. Come over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, and it looks like Coach Milton might be trying to make his way up here. Hopefully Ray doesn't grab him prior to that. Hopefully he'll let him come up here, and then, yep. So, getting the headset here, and then nice victory after last night, playing a very good Vercel team right here. And what are your thoughts on this game?
Well, you know, we talked about, we had to bounce back the next night and focus on our defense. We had a lot of defensive breakdowns. Giving up 43 points in the first half was not conducive for any defensive squad. So, you know, they locked it down last night in the second half, and that's what I talked about in the pregame, bringing that second half intensity, you know, out the gate tonight. And we mixed it up. You know, we showed a little bit of it's not really a 2-3 zone. It looks like it is kind of a T zone, but, you know, it's just a different look. And we mixed it up. We ran a little bit of our airplane defense. We ran about four different defenses at them tonight to try to keep them, you know, off balance.
So, you know, last night, you know, Grant maybe struggled a little bit, but, you know, tonight he did have 10 points. I thought his effort was a little bit maybe better on the defensive end, and that's something you've been preaching a lot about. And, you know, we had a stretch where last night it was like 43, they were on pace for 80.
Yeah.
But he stepped up a little bit tonight. You want to talk about your senior with that?
Yeah, you know, I've challenged Grant. You know, I don't think it's a secret. You know, he's a two-guard. He likes to shoot it. But, you know, if he wants to play at the next level, you know, he has to understand there's two ends of the floor. You know, I get it. I am a defensive guy, but, you know, if I can help teach him those fundamentals and get him ready for, you know, whether it's JUCO, D3, whatever his aspirations are, to help him at the next level. But, you know, kudos to Grant. He answered the bell tonight. You know, he the ball didn't go in for him a little bit, and I kept challenging him and kept challenging him. He did a good job of coming back in and just, you know, he kept fighting, and, you know, his teammates are supporting him, and, you know, we just have to keep encouraging him. He'll get there.
Absolutely. And talk a little bit about Brian Benn. He had a good weekend for us, I thought. You know, last night he stepped up, had, I think, maybe 12 or 14 big points. You know, tonight he didn't put up a lot of points, but I thought he was a difference because they collapsed a lot on him. Yes. He was able to kick out and get some guys open. Talk a little bit about him.
He's a big human being. I mean, he's so smart. You know, credit to Brian and, you know, maybe a head coach's son, you know, for he's probably been in the gym a lot over the years as a youngster. But we've looked at mismatches, and we try to take advantage of mismatches. And Brian Benn could be a mismatch, you know, almost every night with his size, and he's got a nice touch. I don't mind him shooting that three out there in our high-low offense, you know, because he and Clay both can bang that in. We've been working on their post feeds and duck-ins and, you know, different post moves in practice, trying to work on some technique on ceiling. And he and Clay and Gavin, that trio is doing really well with that. We're just hoping to develop that.
Absolutely. Coach, you know what's neat to see up on that scoreboard is the balanced scoring that you guys had tonight.
Yeah.
Anytime you can get that many guys close to double figures, you're going to probably come out on the right end of the game. And let's talk about Ryan Post a little bit. I was telling Brian during the game, you know, when things got a little bit hectic, I seen you put him back in there.
Yeah.
And Post is pretty good at controlling that tempo.
He is. He's like the calming presence for our offense. And, you know, Ryan, I do a plus-minus, guys. You get a chance. Pop in our locker room and check that out. And it's an individual one. And I really hold a lot of guys accountable with that. And Ryan has been steady, plus six, plus seven, plus seven, even in the scrimmage.
Right.
And he's been doing his job. You know, he's doing a great job.
Coach here with, I think we're now three games into it, 2-1 on the short season here already. You know, what's your quick assessment of where you're at as far as getting your program and your philosophy and your culture kind of setting it in stage for these guys?
Well, we're week six into this thing, you know, and maybe week five if you count the football guys coming in a week after. And, you know, I'm a man-to-man guy first. I'm teaching a lot of different techniques on how to get through screens and how to bump on UCLA's and things of that nature, flex screens and back screens. And I don't know if they've been used to that terminology, if that's been taught. You know, I know a lot of guys tell me it's been a switching system, and that's very difficult when you've switched all your life. And now I'm telling you, you're not allowed to switch, and you have to fight through screens, and you have to get attached to an outside hip on a stagger, and, you know, and then fight to get in front. And when I tell them to get skinny, they look at me like, what are you talking about? But, you know, we'll get there. You know, the goal is to have this thing, have this thing ready for the tournament. You know, that's the ultimate goal is we want to be playing in Columbus. You know, obviously we want to get the MAC. That's one of our goals as well. We want to win every game, don't get me wrong. But, you know, we talk about it every day. You know, we've got to set our standards high. And when we're chasing that, you know, we're chasing our dream to bring back a championship.
Good deal. Well, Coach, appreciate you coming out and talking to us afterwards. Congratulations. And next week you have a chance, I think, to get two of them. We got Crestview coming in on Saturday night with defending state champs in D4, but also prior to that, Big Mac game with Parkway here as well. So
they're off to, I believe they're 3-0.
I believe they are. Yeah,
yeah. They're off to a great start. So
nice Parkway team coming to town Friday night.
Yeah, it's you guys are well aware of the Mac. It's never easy any night. So
you know, you got to strap them up. Be ready to go.
I wish I could teach these guys a little killer instinct. I really wanted to put the foot on the throat there, but we'll get there.
Absolutely. Things are looking good, Coach.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Yep.
All right, and we'll take a quick little break, and then from Miracle Lance, and we'll be back then with a recap.
Christmas is almost here, and Miracle Lanes can help you get ready for your party. Everybody loves their famous wings, so just call ahead for that Christmas get-together you're having. Whether you need a couple of dozen or a roaster full, they'll have them ready for you when you need them. Just call them ahead of time at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick them up. Or if it's pizza you need, you can't beat Miracle Lanes Pizza. Whether
whether it's traditional pizza or their specialty taco, barbecue chicken, chicken ranch, or any of their other varieties, just call them ahead of time and they'll have them ready to go. 375-4274. Miracle Lanes will be closing at 2 in the afternoon on Christmas Eve and will be closed on Christmas and New Year's Day.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2016 Buick Enclave front-wheel drive with leather, heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera with 33,000 miles for only $22,900. Also in is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera with only 29,000 miles for $18,500. Come over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We'll be back on Friday.
We are happy to report that the Indians do win tonight against the state rival, Jay County Patriots, 47-37, and the Indians push the record to 2-1 on the season here early in the year. And this week we have, again, some big games. Love to have your support out here. We have Parkway for the MAC games coming up on Thursday, at Parkway for the girls, home on Parkway on Friday. Tuesday night we had the Blackford Bruins coming in here, which is a much improved team for the Blackford Lady Bruins coming in on Tuesday night. And then Saturday we have Crestview, the defending state champs, coming in. And also we have the German tribe dinner that night. So big time here at the fort right before Christmas break. Get out and check some action out with the student athletes here who have put a lot of time and effort into it, and I'm sure they love your support. So signing off here, Bob. You got anything else to say?
No, hey,
go Bucks.
Go Bucks. We'll see you next Friday. You and I back on the call against the Parkway Panthers Friday night.
All righty.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.